We want to become aware of the contexts and cultures in which we will minister, so we may come to grips with both the challenges and the opportunities of ministry there. "I want you to go to Pharaoh," said God to Moses, "and tell him to set my people free." "I want you to go to Nineveh," said God to Jonah, "and tell them that unless they repent, I will destroy this city." "I want you, my followers," says Jesus, "as you go into all the world, to make disciples of every creature." And yet, in order for mission-shaped life and ministry to be possible, we must assess what is the task, in whole and in part, as best we can. We assess what is the will of the Lord. We try to get a picture of the situation, the culture, the people group or groups to whom we have been sent. In translating the message for the new people and context, missioners examine even the message again and how to effectively and relevantly share it. We want to know how to tell people in some tropical climates, for example, what it means to have purified hearts that are whiter than snow, or to explain to others such as our own cultures, where water and lakes and rivers abound, what it is like to live in an arid and desert-like environment. It will be vital that we learn the language and cultures of others now among us, even as we assess our own culture, history, and traditions in the light of the gospel. We are seeking to find new tools for understanding and bridging between very different people and their ways, living on our planet, living now on our street. We need to assess what is true and not so much in the religious and faith understandings of ourselves and the new ones among us. Much discernment and prayerful interaction will be essential to such mission-shaped learning and responsive and responsible ministry. As missioners go, or as we host and receive those new ones around us, and as we enter intentionally into new situations and circumstances now before us, we may find ourselves quite vulnerable in that we are no longer in those safe places and with those accustomed to people we have known. Perhaps you are now the visible minority, which may be new for you, living in Canada. And no longer are you primarily sending missionaries somewhere else while remaining, perhaps safely at home, to welcome the stranger and foreigner now among us as God's Old Testament people were commanded to do. Now as we seek to serve and to gain entrance into the culture, homes, and hearts of others that have come to be with us, we may find that we too have become the newcomer and foreigner to other cultures among us. We will bring words of peace and the deeds of the gospel, and trust that as we do, we will be portraying and conveying God's presence, God's plans, His provision and bounty.